From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The fierce debate over how to revamp the healthcare system and how to pay for it dominated the weekly addresses. The Republicans and some Democrats are dismissing efforts to get the bill passed by the end of July as too fast and irresponsible. But President Obama warns that a delay will weaken any chance of fixing the healthcare system. Both sides are still locked over how to pay for an overhaul that's expected to cost an estimated $1 trillion over 10 years. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
Three separate House and Senate committees this week approved major health bills that would give millions of Americans access to health insurance. But most of the attention is going to a comment made Thursday by the head of the Congressional Budget Office that none of the bills would do much to slow health care spending in the long run. So President Obama is stepping in to try to change that. He sent a proposal to Capitol Hill, his first, to try to take some of the major year-to-year spending decisions for the Medicare program out of the hands of lawmakers, save for an up or down vote.
We need an independent group that is empowered to make these changes, and that's something that we've proposed.
Depending how it's devised, such a commission could save a lot of money, but so far lawmakers have been cool to the idea of giving up so much power. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A spacewalk is underway outside the International Space Station. Astronauts Dave Wolf and Tim Kopra will spend over 6 hours floating outside the orbiting complex. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE has details.
The primary goal for today's spacewalk is to unlatch and install an open experiment platform measuring 20 feet by 16 feet. The spacewalkers will remove protective covers and then get out of the way of the robot arms on the space station and Endeavour, which will grab and move the hardware. Japanese astronaut Akiko Hoshide is acting as Capcom, which means he's the only person on Earth to talk to the shuttle crew by radio. Spacewalkers Dave Wolf and Tim Kopra sent their regards since Hoshide just became a father.
And congratulations.
Congrats, Aki.
Thank you all. Now the world knows.
The experiment platform is the last piece of the Japanese Kibo laboratory on the International Space Station. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
This week, NASA celebrates the 40th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, actually to be celebrated on Monday. But it'll do so without Walter Cronkite, the broadcasting legend who anchored CBS's coverage of the 1969 space mission and in a rare moment was left virtually speechless. Walter Cronkite died last night in Manhattan after a long illness. He was 92. Apollo 11 astronaut Buzz Aldrin, who was the second man to walk on the moon, recalls Cronkite's reporting history in the making.
That was really a very classic view with Walter, and there's glasses on his forehead mopping his brow, and I think that's one of the first times he was really speechless.
This is NPR. The Canadian government is suing U.S. Steel to force the company to live up to the job commitments it made when it bought the former Stelco. From Toronto, Dan Karpinchuk reports.
When the American industrial giant, U.S. Steel, bought Stelco in 2007, part of the deal was a commitment on production, research and development, and capital spending in Canada. Ottawa's industry minister, Tony Clement, says it was a contractual obligation on behalf of Canadian taxpayers. Clement says he looked long and hard at the issue, as well as having discussions with government officials and lawyers, and he says in this case, the U.S. industrial giant is not living up to its promises. U.S. Steel Canada shut down most of its Canadian operations in southern Ontario earlier this year because of weak markets. About 1,500 workers were affected. Clement has now asked for a court order forcing U.S. Steel to meet its pledges or face a fine of $10,000 a day. In a statement from its Pittsburgh headquarters, U.S. Steel says it will fight Ottawa's move in court. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Four more banks have shut down in the wake of the ongoing financial crisis in the United States. The two biggest were in California. Combined, they had more than $3 billion in assets and more than $3 billion in deposits as of late March. So far this year, eight banks in California have closed. The two smaller banks regulators shut down yesterday were in Georgia and South Dakota. Indonesian authorities are working today to identify the suicide bombers behind yesterday's attacks in the capital, Jakarta. At least seven people were killed when explosions ripped through the Ritz-Carlton and JW Marriott. Dozens of people, many of them foreigners, were injured. President Obama has called Indonesia's leader to express condolences and support for the government. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.